Good morning and welcome to episode 25 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 3rd of February 2021. Today's topic is note-taking apps. So the last few episodes, I think you've heard a little bit of mobile interference on the recording. I don't actually know why. It could potentially be my alarm that is interfering with the microphone cable. So I moved around a bit in the studio. So hopefully we'll not hear that anymore, or at least I will understand if that is the case. So I have for many, many years been using different type of note-taking apps. And I still haven't really found the one that I like. But the one that I do use is Evernote. And I've used it for many, many years, probably like 10, 15 years. And I've been a premium user, so I'm paying for this service. And that's what I've done for many, many years. And it's okay. It's the best so far I've found. And but the problem with Evernote is that there hasn't really happened anything with that application the last 10 years, which is a little bit sad, right? Because it feels a little bit oldish and the interface is old. It's the same features, the same problems with the feature it has. It still has around. And nothing has really been done. And since I'm paying premium, I am supposed to get support. So if I have problems, they should help me, email support. But the times I have had problems and contacted support, they do not reply. Or they reply after 2 months saying, oh, sorry, we respond so late. So that is just not okay in regards to my expectations when it comes to service if I pay for it. And the problems I usually have or have had is around the sync, that it gets stuck or there is any other type of problems with it. But if we look at the good things with Evernote, the things that I really, really like is that it's a multi-OS, multi-device type of application. So from my day-to-day work, I'm working from my MacBook and I do a lot of work from there. But I can also easily get access to my notes from Evernote on my iPhone or from my iPad. And I even have a Microsoft Surface computer. I usually use that when I'm doing trainings because I'm doing a lot of PowerPoint presentations and the Windows version of PowerPoint seem a little bit more stable. But I also have Evernote there then, and that looks really like 1992, that interface. They haven't done anything with a Windows client for a long, long, long time. There is a lot of other good features with Evernote, and that is like you can send emails into Evernote, and I have a Remarkable tablet, and that is I can talk about the Remarkable tablet tomorrow, but I'm taking notes on that and can easily get them into my Evernote archive then, and I can search it, because Evernote is taking images and PDFs and it's OCRs, the content of these. So even if it's not text that you send in, you can actually find text within the images when you search. So that is a really fantastic service. And the other things that make Evernote quite good is it has a good tagging system, and you can also favorite things and put those into your menu. So that was a lot of things, and I don't want this to become the Evernote fan show, but I'm still using Evernote because that's the best thing I found. And I'm currently looking around to find something else and hopefully something that I can host myself, because I'm wanting to bring in my stuff closer to myself where I have all the important things. So that ties a little bit to the conversation I had yesterday around me setting up the RSS services and the Wallabag service. But some other note-taking applications I have tried has been Emacs with org mode together with a Nextcloud sync or a Dropbox sync so that the files are available cross devices, but still it doesn't really work on the phone. It was kind of okay, but talking about old style looking interfaces, yes, AMX is definitely an old style looking interface. I have also tried Joplin. Joplin is a FOSS application that you can download to your different OSs. I think it has both Windows and Mac OS applications, and there is also applications for your phone devices. And then you can sync with, for example, Nextcloud, so you can use or get hold of your notes from various devices. It kind of works, but it's a little bit buggy, and it doesn't have all the features that you would like. If you look at, for example, Evernote, you can't email into Joplin, for example. That is one of the must-have features for me. But I definitely recommend you to check that application out if you want a note-taking app, Joplin, that is. I will put a link in the show notes. And finally, of course, I've also used the notes feature on my Mac, because that syncs super well with both your phone, iPad, but doesn't work that well with a Mac, because then you need to log into iCloud, and that's not what I want to do from my PC. This was everything I have for today. Have a good day. And tomorrow I will make sure that the dog doesn't growl in the background. Have a good day, and come back for tomorrow when we'll talk about the remarkable tablet and my thoughts and feelings around that. Have a good one.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.